The anatomy of a transaction. All transactions are said to have two sides: a listing side, where the seller retains the services of a broker, and a selling side, where the buyer retains the services of a broker. The agent working with the buyer is referred to as the selling agent. When a brokerage firm sells a property, two possibilities exist. The property is sold by a firm other than the listing firm, which is referred to as a cooperative sale, or the property is sold by the listing firm, which is referred to as an in-house sale. In the state of Texas, a broker always represents one or more of the parties to a transaction. Cooperative sale. In many cases, a property is listed by one firm and later sold by another. Many of these firms are members of the multiple listing service, which significantly facilitates cooperative sales. As we said earlier, Acme Realty has listed property belonging to seller Steve. Agent Sue is the listing agent. Broker Bob and all of the agents of Acme have a fiduciary duty to Steve. City Realty has a buyer who wishes to purchase Steve's property. Note that the buyer is a client of City Realty because buyer Chris signed an agency agreement known as a buyer-tenant representation agreement. The firm will represent buyer Chris in the transaction, and Agent Connie will serve as the buyer's agent. In this type of transaction, we have great clarity regarding representation because one firm represents the seller and the other firm represents the buyer. The cooperative broker is also known as the other broker in the transaction. Broker and agent compensation. Cooperative sale. The buyer and seller are both responsible for independently negotiating their brokerage fees. Most brokerage fees are based on a percentage of the property's sales price. Others might be a flat fee or even an hourly rate. Generally, the agents receive compensation upon the closing and funding of the transaction. There are three possible scenarios for broker compensation in a cooperative sale. 1. Each party compensates their broker according to their respective agreements. The listing broker collects compensation when the transaction closes and funds the buyer pays the buyer's agent the negotiated fee. 2. The seller agrees to pay all or a portion of the buyer's brokerage fees. Some sellers may offer to cover the buyer's brokerage fees as a concession as part of the listing. The buyer can also ask the seller to contribute toward their brokerage fees when they write the offer. Note that sellers are not obligated to pay for the buyer's brokerage fees, though they may agree to do so. 3. The listing broker agrees to share their compensation with the buyer's broker. Some listing brokers agree to share a percentage of their compensation with the buyer's broker. For example, a broker negotiated 4% compensation to list, market, and sell a seller's home. The listing broker agrees to share their compensation with the buyer's broker at 50-50 for procuring a buyer. When the transaction closes, the listing broker gives the cooperating broker 2% and keeps the remaining 2% for himself. There is no standard brokerage fee. Neither TREC nor any professional real estate association set brokerage fees. Representation in a cooperative sale. In our example, Acme Realty represented seller Steve Acme Realty, and City Realty represented buyer Chris. In each case, they became clients by entering into an agency agreement with their broker Steve, signed a listing agreement with Acme, and Chris signed a buyer-tenant representation agreement with City Realty. What if buyer Chris purchased Steve's property without entering into an agency agreement? What if Chris, for some reason, preferred to purchase without the representation of an agent? If a party to a transaction is not being represented by an agent, that party is known as a customer. A customer is a person who receives limited brokerage services without entering into an agency relationship with a broker. No one represents the customer in the transaction. That person remains a customer until a buyer or seller becomes a client. For example, when a potential buyer walks into a brokerage office asking for information on properties in the area, they are a customer. That buyer remains a customer until they become a client by entering into an agency agreement with the broker. In some cases, a buyer will choose to remain an unrepresented customer. If City Realty locates a property for Chris, who is now a customer, who is City Realty representing? In this example, with Chris as an unrepresented customer, City Realty is actually representing seller Steve. According to the Texas Real Estate License Act, when one firm sells a property listed by another firm to a buyer that they are not representing, the selling firm represents the seller in a sub-agency relationship. We say that, for the purposes of this transaction, City Realty becomes a sub-agent of Acme. The sub-agency relationship is created automatically, with no discussion or action needed on the part of the listing or selling firm. The ramifications of sub-agency are significant. In this case, Agent Connie is working directly with Chris, but is representing seller Steve if buyer. Chris reveals anything that would compromise his negotiating position, Connie would be obligated to inform seller Steve. For example, if Chris is about to make an offer and lets Connie know that he is willing to pay more than is being offered, Connie would be obligated to pass on this information when delivering the offer to Agent Sue at Acme. Historically, almost all cooperative agents represented sellers in a sub-agency relationship. Agents rarely represented buyers. Some license holders erroneously believe that sub-agency was outlawed by the passage of Senate Bill 489. While it is not the most desirable arrangement, sub-agency is alive in Texas. However, it is mainly practiced in rural areas. In fact, in the past, buyers were rarely represented by an agent, and virtually all cooperative agents represented the seller in a sub-agency relationship. Suppose a license holder is going to work with a buyer in a sub-agency relationship. In that case, it is critical that all parties receive full disclosure and that the buyer be fully aware of the ramifications of being an unrepresented customer. To summarize, two conditions must both be met to have a sub-agency relationship. The sale must be a cooperative sale, and the buyer must be an unrepresented customer.